folks, back on the Boss Man Show. We got the new coach, a friend of mine, is at UNCG, the Spartans out of SoCon, my man, Coach Mike Jones. Coach, what's up, man? How is life treating you so far, man?
Boss, man, can't complain, man. God is always good.
You got that right, Coach. I got to ask you, man, you was at Radford for a good long while, a good stretch there, man. What about this job at UNCG where they said to you, hey, time for me to make this move down to Greensboro?
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, because I had a good job where I was, I wasn't, you know, desperate to take another one. And so took my time. And then, you know, when this thing came up, you know, being one of the best jobs in the Southern Conference, which is a really good league, the success that they had had recently, the resources, the support, you know, it really made it an easy decision.
No doubt. And actually, SoCon is a great league. You know, you got great coaches in the league, a great footprint, which, you know, it's kind of the same thing for you because you always really recruiting the Carolinas, Virginia, the Mid-Atlantic, the Southeast, South anyway. So for you, this is a matter of the same relationships you already have built with coaches. You still have them because of the way you at location-wise in Greensboro.
Yeah, no question. We had always had North Carolina kids on our roster at Radford. I had been recruiting North Carolina when I was an assistant at the University of Georgia. We had kids on our roster, young people on our roster when I was at VCU from North Carolina. So pretty much my entire career, you know, has been in this Mid-Atlantic region. And, you know, North Carolina has some of the best players anywhere you can find. And to be right here in Greensboro, to have all these terrific players and coaches, AAU and high school, within a two-hour radius of campus is probably the best aspect of this job in this league.
Talk about the alignment, Coach, with the president and the AD here and yourself and your vision for this program. Coach West did a good job before he left Cincinnati. He did a great job. So talk about the alignment, having them on board with your vision for this team going forward, man.
Yeah, so first, you know, you make a great point. the job that Wes Miller did here along with his staff and particularly in the last 5 years has been phenomenal. I mean, the raising of the bar, you know, they won 20 games, five straight years, been to two NCAA tournaments, won, you know, four championships with the regular season you know, conference tournament, to a couple of NITs, which, you know, for, you know, schools like this, that's a big deal. You know, for anybody, it's a big deal, but particularly to have two NCAAs and two NITs and a CBI in a five-year stretch is incredible. It's unprecedented. So, you know, obviously it's big shoes for me to fill, big challenges for me and my staff to try to maintain that and even build on that as we go forward. But, you know, the reason I feel like we can maintain and build is because of the administration, starting with Dr. Gilliam, the chancellor. You know, he's got, you know, great love for basketball and support of the men's basketball program. You couldn't really be a successful basketball coach without the support of the president. And then Kim Record, our athletic director, also has great love for basketball. And, you know, because of the three of us, the head coach, the athletic director, and the chancellor, being on the same page when it comes to, you know, the vision and the success that we want for this basketball program, then it's possible. And so, you know, that's, if that wasn't there, I wouldn't have taken a job.
I hear that. And how's it been meeting the new guys? You know, when you get a new coach coming, the guys have some attrition. So how's it been trying to build those bonds with those guys who did not maybe recruit to the roster there and trying to show them who you are, who you are as a person? Because I know you're a good person and about the kids, but having them to believe in you as well.
Yeah, that's always a challenge. You know, I learned a lot joining Shaka's staff at VCU because he was coming into a similar situation where you know, the team had success before he got there. You know, they really had it going. Anthony Grant had done a tremendous job before him. Jeff Capel had done a tremendous job. And so here Shaka is coming in and they're like, well, who are you? You know, we've had success. You know, why do we need you? And so I just, you know, remember how he handled the situation. And so some of that plays into how I'm trying to handle this situation. But for us, the relationship piece is important. So when I took the job, the first thing I wanted to do was just meet with those guys face to face and spend time with them, you know, talking to them, seeing what they what their goals and aspirations are, who they are as people, sharing my vision, you know, as a coach and for this program and who I am as a person, calling their parents, calling their coaches. You know, I made it a point to reach out to each and every one of their parents, to each and every one of their high school and AAU coaches, to talk to them so that they would know, you know, who I am. Fortunately for us, we had recruited the twins, the Langley twins. And so we already had a little bit of a relationship with them and their father, who played at UNCG. So they were a big help in really just getting acclimated to the school and to the other players on the team and the other families. So, but there's no substitute for time and just sitting down with people face to face and getting to know each other.
No doubt. And you, like I said, you have workouts going on right now. How's it been seeing what you got on the court talent wise there? Because I know being a first year guy, you want to evaluate what you have. Maybe you want to fill some holes here down the road here. So how's that been seeing what you have so far?
Yeah, I've been lucky. You know, I've been lucky, man. So there were several players in the portal when I got the job. And then, you know, there were several that were on the fence. And, you know, most of the guys that were on the fence came back. Which gave us a really good core group of guys. Some guys, you know, they were all in right from the beginning. And so with that core group now, you know, getting to get on the court with them and see, you know, what their talents are, has given me a lot of hope and optimism for this coming season. We've also brought in a couple of guys already that have signed with us. We have a couple more scholarships to fill, but I'm really encouraged by the talent. I'm more encouraged by the culture of winning and the culture of work that's already here. You know, like I say, Wes and his staff did a great job of building that culture. We had that culture at Radford. So that's something that I anticipated and expected in a winning program here at UNCG. And so now these guys, you know, they're in the gym on their own. They're getting better. They're hungry to be good. They're used to winning. They expect to win. And so that's a good thing. And, you know, these guys certainly have that.
You got to love yourself, young men already on the court, ready to ball. Not you have to tell them to go out there and ball. Like, you got to love that, because, you know, some guys have to tell guys, hey, get your work in, go get some shots up. Having guys who already want to get out there, hit that dog, get them, get their work in and get better on their own without getting prodded. Man, that's a great thing to have. It's a blessing to have there all off the bat.
Big time, big time. I mean, you know, it's something that we all strive for in coaching, is to have guys that, you know, understand that being in practice every day is not enough to be great. You know, it's not enough to be great as a player. It's not enough for the team to be great. And so these guys, if you're not in the gym, you stand out like a sore thumb. You know, guys are looking at you like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how ingrained this extra work is, this winning is in this culture. And so I love that, man, because that's who I was as a player. That's who I want to coach. And we have a team that's already built like that.
No doubt. And like I said, SoCon, man, it's like this every night's a tough night. You know, it's a Wofford's tough. ETSU was tough. Chattanooga's good with a little mock down there. Greg Garrett down the road from me here in Mercer's good. You know, like, it's just VMI, Sud, all these guys are good, man. It's Bucky over there at Sanford. It's getting over there, getting it getting better. So, like, no night is easy in this conference. Talk about the conference, how deep it is talent-wise and coaching-wise, man.
Yeah, tremendous respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Early in my career, I was an assistant at Furman under Larry Davis for 3 years. But from that point to where it is now, I mean, the growth has been exponential. So there are no nights off. You know, we played VMI even at Radford. Duger was at VMI when I first got the Radford job, and he kicked my butt there. So now, you know, those are supposedly the harder jobs in the league, but those guys are having tremendous success at those jobs. You know, VMI was really good this year. Citadel's always, you know, a tough team. And if those are supposed to be the tougher jobs, you know, that tells you right there, when you go in and play a league game, I mean, you're going to have your work cut out for you night in and night out. And, you know, the respect that I have for, you know, what Wofford has done, East Tennessee State, Furman, you know, Chattanooga is now the program that, you know, it had been in the past. You know, they're back to their winning ways. So, man, it's going to be rough night in and night out, but I love it. It's the challenge that you want as a coach. It's the challenge that you want as a player. You want to be pushed, because if you think you're the best, you're going to have to beat the best. And so this is one of the best conferences in America.
What's great, what's kind of great and bad at the same time, coaches, all you guys kind of want the same guys because of the footprint of each of your schools. All you guys going for the same exact players. And, you know, I get asked questions and say, look, I like all of them. I'm impartial. I'm not going to do that to the people I like and I'm cool with. You know what I'm saying?
I hope that's not right, boss. I hope I got just a little bit of an edge. I just need a little edge. That's all I need.
Hey, I might got to slide one your way. You the new guy. That'll make sure. Hey, go over here to Greensboro. My man, my man, Cole Jones up there. My buddy from Tennessee State, Willie Jones, is in Greensboro. Go over, hang with those months over there, man.
Amen, man. Nah, you're right, though. It's we're going after a lot of the same guys in the same areas. I think, though, each school is a little bit unique. And so each coach is unique. You know, he maybe has his own niche. And so that's going to be our case, too. You know, we've certainly established some great relationships in North Carolina, but we also have good relationships in Virginia. We have good relationships in the DMV. We have good relationships, you know, in Georgia. So, I mean, there are other areas where we can go. So, you know, if we're fighting over some of the same guys, great. But we'd love to have as many guys as we can from the great state of North Carolina. And we certainly have our relationships in Greensboro and Charlotte areas and Eastern North Carolina. And hopefully we can continue to call on those, you know, contacts to get players that help us win championships.
Exactly. Like you say, I can say, man, you got a great job. I was like, I was happy for you. I was like, I know Raph was sad, but you got a great opportunity because you don't have to build it from scratch. You know, this job is established as good players. Like you said, dudes want to get in the gym and ball and work. I mean, I said, hey, if you're going to get a new job, have it where the job is kind of how to rebuild. Cause I mean,
right.
Hit the ground running with this one.
Right. No, I a lot of the jobs that I've had throughout my career have been rebuilds. And so this is different and it feels different. And there's more expectations, which is fine because, you know, we all want to be pushed and challenged to be our best. So that part is great. But to be able to come in here and when I call a kid on the phone, he knows, oh, yeah, Greensboro. Yeah, they've been good. They got good players. You know, Isaiah Miller, you know, was a stud for several years. So there's credibility instantly in the state of Georgia when you mentioned Greensboro. You know, the fact that they've been to the tournament a couple of times the last few years, you know, every kid I've talked to has mentioned that. So they already know that. So now instead of having to break the ice and explain a lot of stuff, you know, you're already two steps ahead. You're already on first base. So I'm excited about that part, man. And hopefully we can continue to get those players that can help us do those things.
And I'll say this, because I've watched you coach your tail. Said I was at Vanderbilt last year when Coach Jones' team played at Vanderbilt. And a player to here that could have won that game. You know, the SEC school. So this man can coach his butt off. So I'm just throwing it out there to you young men. Hey, he about went on the road and played at SEC school and beat them in their own gym.
Man, I was hurt we didn't win that game. We were supposed to win that game. So, yeah, I appreciate you saying that, man. You know, I don't take a lot of credit of being a great coach. I think you have to have great players. You know, if you don't have great players, I haven't seen too many coaches who are considered good coaches if they don't have, you know, good players. So that's the first part of the whole equation is to make sure that we get the right players in here. And that involves good character dudes. You know, you don't want guys that you have to worry about when you go home at night, you know, doing the wrong things on campus. But once you get that and they have the work ethic and, you know, they have the talent base, you know, you can win some games. And so it doesn't take a genius to win games when you have really good players. And that's what I've been fortunate to have.
And non-conference scheduling wise, Coach Jones, you can really pretty much play whoever you want to play, you know, in North Carolina for us, the big schools there. You can play the smaller schools there. I mean, I feel like where you at in Carolina, you can pretty much have your non-conference built in for you kind of almost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of schools within a short driving distance, you know, at every level. And, you know, we do have the freedom to play, you know, pretty much who we want. You know, there's not that deal where you have to play, you know, seven high majors every year. So you can play some teams that are comparable. You can play some teams, you know, from every conference or every variety of style. And the whole purpose is to get your team ready to win the league, you know, and, you know, challenge your guys, to, you know, in a lot of different ways in non-conference so that they're ready for anything once they get to the conference. And so we have that luxury being so centrally located in Greensboro.
And last one for you, Coach, this brother, what has been your favorite eating spot in Greensboro so far that you've picked up on since you've been down there?
Man, first of all, I'm getting ready to go for a run as soon as this is over because there are so many great places to eat in Greensboro. I can't get back up to that number I was at before, man. So I've enjoyed several places. There's a Hops, which is a burger spot, which is really good. Stamey's Barbecue. The Cheesecake Factory's in town, and everybody knows that one. The City Barbecue is a new spot that just opened. That's really good. Scrambled, it's too many to name, man. We basically, because my family hasn't relocated to Greensboro, I'm eating out, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. So I'm trying it all.
Oh, but
when you come to town, boss, we got plenty of spots we can go to, man. You just name the style and we're there.
Coach, you live in my life. I look here. My stove is just a big clock, okay? My stove is an oversized clock. That's all it is.
I love it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Coach, well,
I'll be ready for you.
Coach, thanks for your time. I'm gonna come and see you guys real soon. I told Willie, I said, look, my man, both of you all in town, the Jones brothers, right back there in town. I gotta come see both of you, A&T and US, to see what's good with both of your programs, man. Because I said Willie was at TSU when I was there as a GM.
Right.
I knew that dude. He was just running around throwing balls around. I knew you when you first got the guy in this business, but it's funny to see the guys I hang with look where he is now.
He's grown a lot, man. I mean, that dude is coach of the year at least once since he's been there at A&T. Just a fantastic job that he's doing. And I obviously knew him because he worked with a good friend of mine, Cliff Warren, at Jacksonville. But really impressed with him as a person and him as a coach, man. So not looking forward to those games that we have to play against A&T over the next few years. So that's a good game here in Greensboro.
No doubt. Coach, be safe, but I'll see you real soon, my guy.
All right, boss. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate you having me. Always a pleasure.
Anytime.